put on the red lens.
Now don't be a blue pill beta woke loser. Like and subscribe. You know who Sierra is, Franklin?
No, actually I don't, Chris. Well, Sierra, why don't you tell me?
I will tell you, and I will do better than that. I will show you.
Oh, all right.
Sierra is the wife of Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson.
Oh, all right.
He married her a bunch of years ago, had a few kids. We'll see how it ends up. She is a very outgoing chick, okay? And some guys have said, especially in the sphere, that what she does on social media is kind of like a slap in the face to Mr. Wilson. Okay. And I'm going to play this clip and let's let you and the audience decide if the wife should be doing this. So let's take a look.
Then
your thoughts.
Wow, quite the nice bum, quite the nice posterior. Music is horrible, so if anything, she ought to be slapped with that by that. But talented girl. How's that?
Yes, I think I will say that. Yeah, so I'll say that.
Oh my.
What we really have to kind of get the question answered is, do you think that doing twerking challenges are the thing that your high profile significant other, when we're talking about Russell Wilson, do you think that's a good look?
Something that a mother should be doing is twerking on the beach with a bottle of whiskey on her flat head.
Well, actually, I think that's rum. I think she actually schleps and produces some kind of rum. You know, they paid her to, you know, kind of co-sign and promote that rum. So that's the hook there.
Okay, so this is basically, maybe I just misunderstood the whole thing. This is an advertisement for something that she's flogging, that she's trying to sell.
Yeah.
I understand now. I thought she was just on vacation or somebody and she decided to shake her goodies on the beach. I see.
Right.
Well, yeah. there might have been a more tasteful way of doing it.
Right, I know. A gunmetal guy says, what happened to Russell Wilson's Christendom? Does that go away after you met? I hear you. I hear you 100%. What's interesting, though, is I wanted to take a look at Miss Sierra in a more broader scope in terms of her Instagram page.
Okay. And her whatnots.
So, and she even posted, as we can see, she posted the twerking video there for fans. But, you know, again,
looks like J-Lo. Reminds me of J-Lo.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. But she's got all the resquent pictures up here. I don't know. Does this expand? Yeah. Okay. So we can see that. All right. Not bad. Now, again, you know, some people would say.
Looks high maintenance to me.
That's to say the least. Would or should your wife be taking booty shots like this? It's debatable, you know.
Wife? No, because I wouldn't be married. That's number one. Right, so let's get that out of the way. But again, Chris, it's probably a more tactful way of doing that.
Now, I kind of found this funny. She says here, you're the toughest man I know, always dedicated and committed to do whatever it takes. I love you so much, sweet king. Thanks to the doctor and the team for taking care of my baby. So, yeah, well, your baby is a meal ticket, basically.
Yep.
You know.
He don't stay healthy.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, that's it. Again, you know, I'm not going to take away from the fact that she's a good-looking chick. Yep. But here we go again with, you know, here we go. She's over here. Yeah, is this, like, really necessary, you know?
Maybe it helps her stay in shape.
Maybe. I don't know.
A little, but...
Here we go. Oh, here he is. Look at this guy. Okay. All right. So, now, let me just say this, that there's a lot of guys that had a problem with him making videos like that, too. So, saying that that's, like, kind of simpery to do that.
As long as he ain't twerking, I don't want to see that.
I know, but as long as he... I mean, you know, to me, he's a guy probably never had a chick like her in his life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Exotic. She's, you know, had the roll call of guys in the industry, guys like 50 Cent, you know, et cetera. A lot of them.
She went with the guy who still has the highest paycheck.
Well, the thing is, and we can quantify this, you know, Russell Wilson is the stable guy. You know, he's the athlete, good looking GQ face guy. You know, he'll get the magazine covers for GQ. 50 Cent, while he does get a lot of covers and he's a good guy and, you know, a good businessman, he's not getting that kind of gravitas. You know, it's almost like the reverse spooning method here.
Yeah, I'll say.
Like she's, you know, she's spooning him.
Carmel, whatever they are.
Well, they're both considered mocha, right?
Yeah, mocha latte, octoroon, nectaroon, whatever they call themselves.
So, yeah, again, you know, I'm not going to sit here when it comes on this level, okay, to say, you know, what she's doing is disrespectful to him.
Right.
Okay. I can't, you know, we can't live his life. You
of
know?
Course.
We don't know what his life is with her. Okay. And I think sometimes guys can project, you know, our level regular dudes and then project, you know, onto them, you know, like, oh, he shouldn't be doing, you know, again, in our lives, a girl that is twerking it up and has 1,000 fans on Instagram, that's probably not a good bet to like kind of be serious about her, you know, in the long term, you know, in a real sense of the word. You can have fun with those girls, and I'll say that some guys will say,
of course,
don't even get involved with those girls, they're not worth the time. Hey, they're worth the fun time, all right?
Fun time is right,
but that's fine, and you keep them there. Okay. You don't get involved financially or in a long sense of your time with girls like that are the Instagram thoughts. You know, you leave them, those are the fun girls. You know, we had the hot crazy matrix. You know, we did that whole thing.
Remember that.
The thoughts are in that, you know, the top corner of there. That's the, you know, that's the party girls that you know, they stay there and, you know, that's how they are.
Put on the red lens.
Now don't be a blue pill beta woke loser. Like and subscribe.